In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The question is, what is finished? Obviously, Jesus' earthly ministry is finished. After all, he is nailed to a cross moments from death. He knows it's over. His 3 years with his disciples are over. All that time that they had walked the roads of Galilee, time talking together, learning, listening, meals shared together around campfires, the times of teaching and preaching, the crowds gathered around them, miraculously feeding thousands with a few loaves and fishes, healing the sick, casting out demons, calling people to change their lives and seek God, that was finished. And those who loved him were devastated. John's Gospel records that Jesus' mother Mary and John, the beloved disciple, were at the foot of the cross at that moment that Jesus says, "It is finished." Close enough to hear what Jesus has to say. To be able to hear those words, they would have to have been very close to him indeed. For a dying and crucified man does not have much voice. They might have even been so close to him as to have been stained by his blood and his sweat. And when they heard Jesus say these words, they may have thought that not only he was finished, but that meant all hopes for the kingdom of God were finished as well. Because for 3 years Jesus had been talking about the kingdom of God, and his followers had been anticipating its establishment. They look forward to a kingdom where there was no more hunger, no more poverty, no more cruel Roman soldiers taking whatever they wanted. They're anticipating God's kingdom being established in Israel, a time of peace and justice and plenty, fulfilling all the promises of the prophets of old. There would be dancing in the streets, a land flowing with milk and honey, and everyone would finally know the goodness of the God of Israel. And yes, Jesus, God's Messiah, would preside from the throne. But now, the one they thought would be king was dying on the cross. And if there's no king, then there's no kingdom. And if there's no new kingdom, there's no new way of being. There's no relief from the terror and the hurt and the anxiety that grips. That dream was going to die with Jesus on the cross. And there was surely, I think, a sense of hopelessness. So when Jesus said, "It is finished," maybe they thought of their hopes for the kingdom, that they were surely finished too. But whilst angst gripped those who thought all was finished, not in fact everything was finished. Jesus' heavenly ministry was not finished, nor his kingdom finished, neither hope for a new way of being. None of those are finished. On Easter Day, we remember that they live on, bigger and better and stronger than before, and far beyond the dreams and hopes and horizons of those who thought Jesus' death was the finishing line, the end of an era, perhaps even the end of God. So the question remains, what is finished? What Jesus meant was that the work of salvation, his life work, was finished. Everything that needed to be done to show humanity the staggering, life-changing love of God for each and every woman, man, and child on the planet, every single and necessary step to show that love was now finished, and finished on the cross. When Jesus said, "It is finished," he knew that God's work of salvation was completed and perfected. Nothing more needed to be done. Nothing more could be done. No greater sign of God's self-sacrificial love could be complete in other than God's own Son. Living out to the end his own extraordinary teaching that we make our own, no one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. The perfection of God's intervention into human life is now finished with a death that brings life. A sacrifice of God's self for God's creation. A formula so foreign to us mere mortals, for whom all appears lost at death, that we gaze in horror at the cross and think for a time that God is indeed dead, and that what was finished was not death, but life and love and the salvation of all.